All right, guys. This time I've got my mic plugged in for real because the last few episodes that I've recorded, I accidentally didn't have my mic plugged in. So there's that. Hey, guys. It's me again. It's Chloe Linne, and you're listening to Undercover Hot Girl, the podcast. Back again. First of all, it's fucking March. Like, where have I been? Honestly, I couldn't tell ya. But I'm back, and I actually have a really big ask for anyone who's listening. Keep me fucking accountable. I feel like I love making this podcast. I love putting it out. I love the response that I get from everyone who listens. I love that people actually take the time to listen and support me. And then I just fuck it off. I literally just fuck it off. I come up with a million other things to do, and I come up with a million reasons why I don't feel like doing it, and I come up with a million reasons why I can't put out the episodes that I've already recorded. Like, I'm just so over it. I need to just stick with it and put out an episode every week, like I promised myself, like I promised you guys, and just stick with it. Like, seriously, it can't be that hard. It can't be that hard. Boys do it. Anyways, so I know that that's a big ask, but I would really appreciate it if anyone who listens just kind of reaches out or checks in or reminds me or whatever your little way of keeping me accountable. I would really appreciate it. And so I made the first episode of 2024 in January, and I actually did record a mini episode to follow that the next week. But there was an editing issue and I had to unpublish it, and I never like re-edited it and put it back up. So who knows? It'll probably make it back up at some point. But anyways, I just need to keep up with the new episodes. Like, I feel like I just let myself get too loosey-goosey with it, and I'm blessed enough to have an audience, and I don't want you guys to go anywhere or stop listening because there's literally nothing to listen to. So I'm going to do my best to stay consistent. But anyways, let's get into the episode. For this episode, I was really thinking more unhinged and rogue behavior, very similar to the first episode of 2024. I kind of just want to talk about what I feel like has been relevant to my life over the past 3 months, and just like kind of getting into the first few months of the year and what that's looked like for me, and you know, just kind of some of the struggles, some of the accomplishments, little shit like that. So that's what I have in mind for this episode. And nonetheless, I feel like let's just get into it. Honestly, lately I've been reading so much. I feel like I've been hearing a lot of people like stress the importance of reading, or even just like share what they've been reading a lot. I've been seeing a lot of that. And so I thought I would do the same. Right now I'm reading 38 Letters J.D. Rockefeller Wrote to His Son. It's such a great book. It's packed with tons of wisdom and philosophy. And then I also have a book called Your Table is Ready. It's written by a famous maitre d' about his wild tales in New York restaurant glory days, when there were like no rules and just like no one watching out for HR or anything like that. And so that's more of obviously like a fun read. Both books are amazing and I like cannot put them down. And honestly, they've made reading so much more fun for me. I think I'm gonna do probably a mini episode on what I'm reading, kind of like maybe a short review of those books that I've read recently, and then my reading list for 2024. So look out for that episode in the future. Maybe we can start some fun little book club within the Undercover Hot Girl podcast community. That would be super fun. I would be so into that. Something that I also want to talk about that I feel like really sets the tone for getting into the new year and like really having the framework set for a new year is I love setting my improvements goals for the new year. I always write out like 5 major improvements that I want to focus on. And I always include what steps I'm going to take to make those improvements happen. So I want to share my five main improvements that I'm focusing on. The first one is my communication. And the way that I'm improving my communication this year is I want to take 5 minutes three times a day to answering messages, responding to people in various ways and stuff like that. It's insane what 5 minutes a day or even 5 minutes three times a day can do to change a habit or improvement or anything that you're focusing on. 5 minutes a day, it's made such a difference for me, and I can honestly say that I was shocked when I tried this method, and it honestly brought way bigger results than I expected from just 5 minutes. So I do 5 minutes three times a day, every day, on just banging out correspondence. And then I also want to improve the way that I communicate. So I try to listen to 1 to 3 podcasts a week about communication in various forms, right? So like people who study communication, people who study psychology, or even like the people who break down interviews or speeches and stuff like that, and like break down what people do right and wrong, stuff like that. Like I like to dive into that, and I think that it has also helped me improve the way that I communicate with people. The next thing that I want to improve is my consistency. Clearly, this is something that I struggle with really badly in honestly all areas of my life. Like I struggle so terribly with consistency, and I honestly don't have the answer for this one. So I've kind of just come down to like, I need to be okay with not having overnight success and just staying dedicated and really staying aligned with my vision. And then also not getting bored with doing the same thing every day, because I think the consistency is what makes or breaks you. Like consistency really is the key to success. So I think there's not really a better way for me to get through it other than just like grit my teeth and bear it and know that it's something that I have to do in order to get to where I want to be. The next thing that I want to improve is feeling like I don't get enough done in my day. I want to get more done in my day. So the way that I've been doing this is I choose my top 5 to 10 main priorities on my to-do list and I highlight them. I knock them out first thing in the day, and then I reward myself with like a smaller, more fun or easy task that I like to do after, and then boom, back to my main priority tasks. I also use a to-do list every single day. Highlighting the main priorities has been key for me. And then I also schedule my day out in a planner that has time blocks. A lot of people I've heard like really struggle with this, but I think it's just like staying dedicated to what you have preset for your day is really important. And I struggle with this from time to time, but it also helps me get more done in my day, which is my improvement goal. The next thing I have on my improvements list is getting a routine down with my puppy. So in my January episode, I mentioned I got a dog, and it has been really great and also really challenging. So it's been so much fun and so comforting to have him, and he's like the best partner, companion ever. We do a lot of things together. I'm so blessed to work from home, so I do get to really hone in on a routine with him. So kind of that routine has looked like a little inconsistent, right? Because I struggle with consistency, but it's not fair to him that I'm inconsistent. He needs consistency. So I've tried to implement at least 3 to 5 outside walks a day with him. 2 of them are a little bit longer, and then the rest of them are kind of like quick potty walks, or if he's just a little bit restless. So I go first thing in the morning, and then I go after his morning nap, which usually lasts until like 1, 2 p.m., and then I go in the evening For those kind of like longer walks. And then I'll try to squeeze in some potty breaks in between those. And then I also try to ask myself if there's anything that he's missing or needs or has gone without all day whenever he's acting up, instead of like me just getting really frustrated with him right away, because he can be kind of tricky. Like, he's still a puppy. So sometimes it's like, oh my God, F off, seriously. But like sometimes I look around and I'm like, oh, he wants a squeaky toy, or oh, we should try to have a treat and like practice our little tricks or whatever. And like I just try to redirect his attention to something positive, and it does the same thing for me. It takes me out of the space of getting frustrated with him, which is really nice. I think I am going to do a whole episode on dog momming and just like life with Duke. But yeah, other than that, I think like the main challenge I felt with him is not being able to travel. But I just need to figure out, now that he's a little bit bigger and a little bit more like set in his routine and set in his independence, maybe like find a good dog sitter so that I could take a trip. So if anyone has a recommendation on trusted dog sitter agencies, or if you live in the LA area and you have a trusted dog sitter, please reach out to me and let me know, because your girl would love to take a trip, okay? But yeah, so that's, I'd stay on the lookout for a full Duke episode, doggy episode, but that's kind of my improvement intention for the year with Duke. And then lastly, for my improvement goals, I have that I want to pour more into my own work and my own projects. I tend to really lean into helping others a lot more than I do for myself. And so I think this year I really just want to focus on being a little bit more selfish in that regard. And the way that I'm going to do that is set at least one daily task for each platform or project that I have for myself, even if it's just a small, one small task every single day. I do really want to be working towards my goals and dreams and platforms as a priority, and I want to stop overlooking it, because I just feel like I really, really go hard for other people, and then when it comes to myself, I'm drained, or I just don't feel like it, or it's not as important to me, and I really need to get out of that space, because hello, I need to build my own empire. So that wraps up kind of like what I have set out for my improvements goals and my steps that I'm going to be taking to make those goals happen. Yeah, maybe a little tea break. Tea break. Oh, so good. I love the brand Art of Tea. This is not sponsored. I literally just love it, and it's the only tea that I drink. I literally hardly ever drink Starbucks anymore. I basically only ever drink my Art of Tea that I make at home. I steep it in my little kettle, and then I ice it in my mason jar, and I drink it with my little glass straw, and it's just perfect. I love it. So moving on with the episode, I finally made a vision board. This is something that I've wanted to do for so long. I have literally seen millions of people. It's like trendiest thing to do ever. I've heard like billionaires talk about that that's part of their strategy. So I finally did it. I sat down. It took me like 3 fucking days of just rotting and vegging and vision boarding. But I made the sickest vision board. I'm obsessed with it. I have it set out on my dresser, so I see it every morning when I wake up. I don't really obsess over it. Like, I don't stare at it every day or like meditate over it or anything like that. But I see it every day, and I see the things that are on it, and it's just so special to me, and it really gets me jazzed up, because I know those things are coming. Like, I just feel it. I know it. I believe it. I'm manifesting it. And I'll share a few things that are on my vision board. For example, I have a chunky, big, fat Harry Winston engagement ring and diamond necklace. I have a bunch of fucking horses on there. I have a bunch of international travel destinations on there. I also have a few words that really inspired me, like her bold new era and powerhouse and cultivate and inspire and just like some things like that. So it's kind of a wide variety on the board of things, but it really touches on who I am. Like, I really feel like it speaks to who I am. And maybe I'll find a way to share that with the podcast community. Maybe I'll put it up on the Instagram so you guys can see it. And I would love to see your vision boards. If you guys have made one, please share them with the podcast Instagram. I would love to see them. Or if you've been wanting to make one and haven't done it yet, let this be your inspiration, because it was genuinely such a fun project. And that, like, the fact that it's kind of done, and I've still been like slapping little things on there last minute just that I come across randomly, but it's just nice to have, nice to look at every day, and it's really inspiring. Next thing I want to talk about is I feel like I am really leaning into my solo girl, like quality time, fulfilling activities, and only doing whatever the fuck I want era. And it's been really great. Like, I have literally no ties to anyone or anything. I just feel really free and really happy with my life. And, like, I do feel like I'm not tying myself down enough to a schedule and, like, making plans with people. So work's been a little bit haywire. But, like, aside from that, it's been so nice. And I'm really leaning into it. Something I've been missing is traveling. I mentioned that a little bit when I talked about Duke, but I really fucking miss traveling. Like, I feel like in 2023, I lived out of a suitcase. Like, I was never home. I was home for maybe 1 week a month every month for the whole year. And I took like 60-something flights last year. Crazy. I haven't really taken a big trip this year. Like, I went to Vegas, and is that it? Oh my god, I think that's literally it. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Okay, I need to take a trip. I need to take a trip so badly. I'm dying. I need to travel. Like, I don't have a destination in mind, but that takes me like zero thought or effort to come up with. Like, I will go anywhere. I don't care. So yeah, I think I'm going to start planning a trip. That just seems like, girl, just do it, right? And I am also working on elevating my style and wardrobe. This was a huge goal for me that I shared in the January episode. I really feel like I've never connected with my style, and I've never really had my like wardrobe or my style figured out. So that's something that I've been really, really working on and actively fixing. So I'm also doing a huge closet clean out, and I wanted to mention that I will be putting a lot of my clothes, shoes, bags, stuff like that on Poshmark and Depop. So I will have the links to those under the description in this episode, and I will also share the links on the podcast Instagram and in my personal Instagram link in bio. So check that out if you have any interest in shopping my closet, my looks, my bags, anything like that. The next upcoming episodes that I have planned out, I think I'm going to do a mini episode on things every undercover hot girl should have. I'm also going to do an episode on undercover hot girl travel hacks. I'm going to do an episode on dog momming, life with Duke, my favorite dog brands, etc. And then I think I'm also planning on doing an OnlyFans episode and some other juicy things like that. So stay tuned and definitely don't miss out on the upcoming episodes. Please drop any like inspiration or topic ideas you have for upcoming episodes on our social media. I love to hear your suggestions, and I also wanted to mention that there is finally podcast merch for Undercover Hot Girl Podcast. So if you're interested in getting your Undercover Hot Girl Podcast merch, it is available at the link in bio on our Instagram. So check that out. I truly hope you guys have enjoyed this chaotic, silly little episode. I just wanted to get something else out finally and stop putting it off, stop procrastinating, and just stick to what I promised myself and promised my audience. So thank you guys for listening to this episode. Hope you loved it. Each one of us is already a hot girl. This community is yours to turn to for tips, tricks, encouragement, aligned minds, and so much more. Keep up with the community and find the merch on social media at undercoverhotgirl_podcast. And my social media is at Chloe Lene. We're putting out new episodes every week from here on out, for real this time. So stay tuned, you guys. Until next week.